Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The New York Mets are trying to avoid a disaster. They're trying to avoid a collapse. And you keep staring at the clock saying, when will it hit zero already? Well, today the Mets went a long way to avoiding the collapse. They played the San Diego Padres in the rubber game of a three-game series coming off of the loss that they suffered last night, where David Peterson was not very effective, and the Mets' offense was squarely based on solo home runs, and Juan Soto missed a dramatic game-tying home run by like a quarter of an inch. And so today was the day the Mets needed to win, and there was a lot of uncertainty because Jonah Tong was making the start after the disaster that was last week. And two things, very important things happened. Number one, Pete Alonso exists. Pete hit a home run that I thought helped set the tone for this game. Number two, Manny Machado exists because he made a horrible base running decision that helped Jonah Tong get out of trouble in the very first inning of this game. There should have been second and third, one out with Jackson Merrill coming up, but Manny Machado loafed in a second base and was thrown out. And so those two things helped. It also helped that after the Padres tied the game up in the third inning, in the bottom of the third inning, the Mets were able to respond in a big way. Juan Soto had a big RBI ground out, but Brandon Nimmo supplied the power by hitting a home run that gave him a 5-1 lead. And it led to, Tiki, I will tell you, one of the most important wins of the season.
Well, it's most important because of Jonah Tong's response after his very bad outing of this last time out. Five innings pitched, four hits, only one run. A lot of it was helped because of, as you were alluding to, some of the base running issues that the Padres had, but it's more encouraging that even though he looks like he's 12, he pitched like he was a vet, and that was good.
Absolutely. And it says a lot about him. He's 22 years old.
Yeah.
We don't know what to expect from him. Like, he pitched really well in the minor leagues, but we don't know if he's ready. But the Mets need him to be ready.
Right.
And his last start was so bad, even though it was close to not being bad, because he was a pitch away from getting to the first inning. Bottom line was, he couldn't get to the first inning. And he had to live with that for the last 6 days, including Luis Arraez trying to assault him last night. I'm just kidding. He tapped him on the head, but I thought it was very insulting. Almost like, hi, child. I'm Luis Arraez. I have three batting titles. Yes. Who are you?
Very patronizing.
But Jonah Tong responded, and I think he's earned another start.
Yeah, definitely.
And Pete Alonso. See, Pete's had a year, man. He carried them the first few months, and then he cooled off. No doubt about it. And he's had his struggles, and he's been a part of the Mets' struggles. But his response in the three-game series, right after he hit the walk-off home run on Sunday, it was the old Pete Alonso. It was the clutch Pete Alonso. And that's what the Mets need. They need guys to step up to just win a few games, avoid the disaster, and take their shot in a best-of-three postseason series. So great effort by Pete Alonso. Juan Soto continues to be incredibly productive. But like you said, Teek, the most impressive thing was the fact that Jonah Tong, in a really tough moment, was able to respond with five really good innings.
Yeah, with 10 games, or is it nine now for them? Nine games to go.
Nine
games to go. Only thing that matters is pitching well. They got it from Jonah Tong. They also got it from the bullpen. A couple hits, but no runs given up by the bullpen. So Diaz was fantastic as well, as always. And then you won.
I have
pitching's
one.
Good. Win.
I have
That's
one,
all you can do for the next nine games.
I have one. It's I don't want to say issue with Edwin Diaz. I love Edwin Diaz. There's one thing that's
a little wild.
No, he wasn't wild enough, Teek. In the ninth inning of this game, this was the moment to make the Padres feel it. Because when Francisco Alvarez was drilled two nights ago.
Why would he do that?
Hold on. I wasn't the only one pissed off. The Met dugout was pissed off. It was pretty obvious. They were not happy.
Well, he tried to hit Manny Machado.
That's my point. Stop trying to hit people and hit people. This reminds me of Sean Estes and Roger Clemens.
It might be his boy, though. I don't know.
His boy. So Edwin Diaz in the ninth inning of a 6-1 game is facing Manny Machado. And I'm not going to lie to you because I would, but lying would be me saying, oh, yeah. I thought to myself, this is perfect. Real Manny Machado. I didn't think about it. I actually forgot about it. I moved on with my life.
Right.
But Edwin Diaz threw a 1-1 fastball that was up and it was in and it missed Manny.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he threw it, I was like, oh, crap. He did that on purpose, but he missed.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, he did.
You know why I don't think so?
Why?
What was the strikeout pitch?
Like, what did he throw Manny to strike him out?
Sweeper away. It was nasty, too.
Yeah, so but this was a fastball. He was trying to draw him.
I know, but what was the strikeout pitch? He struck out Manny Machado.
Yeah.
It was a slider, and it was away. And so Manny was, I mean, he looked sheepish swinging at the pitch.
Well, no, hold on. That's different. I think what happened was it was a 1-1 fastball. It was 98 miles an hour, and it was up and in, and he just missed him. He didn't hit him.
Yeah, but why would, so I don't think he was trying to hit him. I think he was trying to set him up to strike him out.
Well,
because if he's going to hit him, you're not, Edwin Diaz is, I think, a veteran enough. If you're going to hit a guy, hit him in the ass. You're not drilling Manny Machado in the jaw.
Well, I think the problem is Edwin was a little wild. Like, I don't think he was intending to hit him in the jaw. I think he was trying to hit him. He was trying to do a favor for Carlos Mendoza in this Met room because how many times is Francisco Alvarez going to get hit?
Mm.
And the room was not happy when he was hit in game one of this series. Now, look, here's the bottom line. They won the game. There's a chance they never see the Padres again. We'll see. Hopefully they do. Hopefully it means they see him in like the National League Championship Series or whatever the hell that is. But I was feeling on Tuesday, you had left at this point. I think Sean had left too. I think it was just me and Tommy.
Yeah, yes. I didn't see Alvarez get hit.
Did you hear me, Tommy? I don't say much at games. I screamed, drill somebody.
So at that point, you're correct. We were the last two left, and I'm watching the game, and I just hear, hit him! And I'm like, who the hell's yelling that? I look over, it was Evan, who you're right, he's like a church mouse at these games. And I'm like, and I turned to him, I said, why don't you get the first two outs, then you could drill somebody? Because it's the leadoff guy. Why would you want to put a guy on, get an inning going?
And I even said to you, fine, but drill somebody. And so I know in baseball people have long memories, so I figured, all right, they didn't do it that night. You'll find another moment to do it. 6-1, ninth inning, final game, Manny Machado. Now, I know the Mets should send Manny a weirdly worded thank you letter, because even though he hit the grand slam yesterday, that was the difference in the game, Manny Machado did a lot of stupid things in this series. First of all, he's telling a base runner to slow down when he shouldn't slow down because he's going to be out on a timing play, which gifted the Mets basically a run, or at least took away a run from San Diego last night. Unfortunately, they couldn't take advantage of it. And then earlier in this game, Manny Machado ran himself into an out in the top of the first inning.
Right.
So while he did hit the grand slam and had some hits in this series, he did some dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, Teek. I thought that was the moment to drill somebody, and he kind of missed.
No, I mean, I'm not convinced he wanted to. Because it was too high of a pitch. If you're going to hit him, you're going to at least get where you should hit him. He's a vet. It's been around forever. I mean, that would hit him in the head, dude.
Well, I'm not saying that they should hit him in the head. I want peaceful hitting. I'm a very peaceful man. But bottom line is the Mets needed this victory very badly. And
that's all that matters, by the way.
It's all that matters. And what they need next is very simple. They are facing the Nationals at Citi Field.
Sweep.
You got to sweep them. And I'm usually not one to say you've got to sweep a series. Sweeping is tough in baseball. Mm-hmm. But this is a bad team. You're a good team. You're a desperate team. Beat the daylights out of them. And you owe them. Because remember, you lost to the Nationals 2 out of 3 about a month and a half ago.
So the Mets, the ones that clowned you, or was that Miami?
No, the Nationals. They won 2 out of 3 in D.C. in late August, and they put up some little curly W, and they mocked the Mets. Yeah, absolutely. So they owe it. But I think what Jonah Tong earned here is another start. And so the state of the Met rotation is a fascinating place, Teague. Nolan McClain, trust.
Yep.
Brandon Sproat, even though it's only been a handful of starts, trust.
Yeah.
David Peterson, no trust. Mm.
That's a shame. I kind of like him.
Well, I like him too, but he's been bad.
Yeah, he's just been bad. I think you're right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No trust zone right now.
You have two options with David Peterson.
And he's only going to get one more start, right?
He is scheduled to get one more start. I think you have two options with David Peterson, and you tell me what you prefer. Okay? Option number one is, sorry, David, you're going to the bullpen.
Right.
Sorry. You were effective doing that in the postseason last year, so we've seen you do it. We know you can do it. You're out of the rotation. Sorry. We'll give Kodai Senga another shot. We'll give Jonah Tong another start. We have enough guys. You're out of the rotation. Hopefully you help us out of the bullpen. Option number two is... a brand new tag team. And you put David Peterson in a new tag team.
With who? Tong?
Well, you've got lots of options. You can go Jonah Tong. You can go the returning Kodai Senga. You can even make it Clay Holmes. Maybe Sean Manaea's tag team partner doesn't have to be Clay Holmes. You can mix it up. They don't have to be permanently attached.
But I think the Clay Holmes Manaea works because of the delivery of Manaea lefty combined with Clay Holmes being righty.
No, I understand, but
it just makes sense.
I get the differences in them. By the way, the nickname I have settled on the Manaea Holmes combo is Mahomes.
Really?
It honors former Met Pat Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the world. And so Mahomes is the nickname of the Sean Mahomes tandem. But would you consider putting David Peterson in a tag team now? Because I think he's wearing down. If I tried to diagnose what's been going on with him.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah. He's never thrown this many innings.
Right. I mean, he's been a starter for a couple of years, but he doesn't always get this deep in the seasons. So why not? I mean, it worked for Clay Holmes and Sean Manaea. Why not?
I think
if it's a new tool or trick that you can use, Why not?
Why not? And you know it's being copied. Do you see what the Phillies are doing tomorrow night?
No.
And their manager, this son of a...
He said it?
He has a nickname, too.
Which is?
He created a nickname for his tag team.
Which is?
Walker Buehler. I know that's a human, but it's Taiwan Walker, Walker Buehler. So his tandem tomorrow night is the Walker Buehler.
That's great.
Even though it's... Just a guy.
Somebody's actual name.
It's the second guy's actual name, but it's Taiwan Walker Buehler.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we want Peter's Tong? Is that what we want here instead of Peter?
I'll tell you about Jonah Tong. Jonah was so good in this game. Five innings, probably could have gone further through 84 pitches. The only run he gave up was really his fault when he committed the throwing error and the wild pitch.
Yep.
That led to a sacrifice fly and Brandon Nimmo's noodle arm not being able to throw the guy out.
He overthought it. Once he walked, who was that? Tatis. Once he walked that
Gave up a hit to Tatis.
Tatis. He walked him.
No, you're base hit, I think.
Now I'm forgetting.
Tiki's trying to out-remember me in a mech game.
It doesn't matter.
Imagine if Tiki's right. I'll be down. I'm a fraud.
Right. But anyways, once he's on first base, he overthought it. And then he tried to pick him off on the first pitch or second pitch or whatever it was, and he just missed it.
Yeah. Let me see if Tiki's right or I'm right. Ah, damn it, I'm right. I didn't want to be right. I actually wanted Tiki to get this victory.
I don't remember the hit. Oh, it was right up the gut. That's
It was.
Right.
He just missed a home run.
Right.
Hit the ball right down the left field line.
Right.
And then, I think it was the next pitch or the pitch right after, he pounded one back up the middle for a base hit, advanced to second on a throwing error by Tong, a wild pitch by Tong, and then a rise hit like a little fly ball to left field. But because Brandon Nimmo has a worse arm than me throwing right-handed.
Skipped three times.
My God. He killed a bunch of slugs throwing that ball in. Oh, it's worms. Isn't that the phrase?
Worms.
Yeah.
Slugs come out at night.
Anyhow, we have want to listen to Carlos Mendoza?
Yeah, specifically on what he thought of what Jonah Tong brought to the table today.
Carlos, what did you learn about Jonah today, the way that he bounced back from his last outing?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like after that last outing. And even today, the first couple of innings, they put together some really good at-bats. He was kind of like scattered there. Obviously, we made a huge play on that first inning. But the way he... we're talking about bouncing back from the last outing, but bouncing back from the first couple of innings, and then settling in nicely. That's kind of like the guy we saw at the minor league level pretty much the whole year, getting swing and misses with the fastball at the top, the changeup, the curveball, attacking. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, he was very impressive. And I think he's definitely earned another start. You mentioned before, Teague, does he have one more start? What's the count on how many starts that are left?
Right.
Brandon Sproat is pitching Friday. Nolan McLean is pitching Saturday. And then after that, everyone would basically get one more start.
Right.
Potentially, Holmes Manaea tag team would get another start. Though there are some questions about Sean Manaea making that start because he's on paternity leave right now. And congratulations to Sean and his wife. So I don't know if he'll be ready to start Sunday's game. But then after that, the final turnaround, the Mets would be scheduled to throw David Peterson in Chicago, Jonah Tong, Brandon Sproat, Nolan McLean, the Holmes Manaea combo, and then maybe David Peterson one more time if they so choose.
Hmm.
So that's the way things are lining up for the final trip of the year, which is Chicago and Miami. But right now, on the state of the rotation, which fluctuates by the day, stunningly enough, the guys you trust the most are all the rookies.
Right.
If we're power ranking them right now,
that's just so random and rare that happens.
But it's
all August call or not even September. Call-ups.
Well, I think it's a testament to two things. One is positive, one is negative. The negative is the unstable nature of the Met rotation.
Yes.
The fact that David Peterson has been a mess.
Yeah, but that's kind of expected because of the rotation. One had injuries. One was a complete project. He never was a starting pitcher before except for his first year in Pittsburgh. Talking about Clay Holmes. David Peterson has never gone an entire season.
Right.
So the whole rotation was kind of a maybe.
No, I get that.
You didn't know.
I get that. I understand how it's happened and why it's happened, but I think that plus those kids have pitched well. Brandon Sproat's only a handful of starts. He's been impressive. His last one was six scoreless. Nolan McLean, we all know, has been impressive. And at least in Tong's case, his first one was good. His second one was average. His third one was a disaster. And his fourth one was borderline awesome. So just based on the way they've pitched to their credit, but also the uneven nature of the Met rotation, if you're power ranking the Met rotation, dare I say creating a playoff rotation, it's the kids. It's unbelievable that it's come to that.
There is breaking baseball news that will have a loose tie into the Mets. Clayton Kershaw has announced his retirement at the conclusion of the season. His final start in Dodger Stadium will take place tomorrow night when they host the Giants who are still chasing the Mets. So a little emotion in the building to bury the Giants tomorrow.
He's going to be on the postseason roster, right?
I mean, yes.
Is he walking away?
He right? No, I think he's retiring after the season.
Oh, okay, after the season, but they are promoting tomorrow being his last start in Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, but it may not be. The Dodgers are going to the playoffs.
I can only tell you what
regular season start?
I guess regular season start.
I mean, however you want to put it.
And they could also be out in the wild card round.
That is true. I mean, let's hope. Especially if the Mets are there. Well, congratulations to Clayton Kershaw. He had a hell of a career. One of the great pitchers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I know he gets ridiculed for his postseason failures, and no one can deny that he's had postseason failures. But what I would always say about Clayton Kershaw,
it wasn't from lack of trying.
Well, he also had a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
I know his overall numbers aren't good, but it's not like he never had those big dominant moments in the postseason. I'll never forget against the Mets on 3 days rest, game four of the division series in 2015. I don't think anyone remembers it or cares about it because the Mets won the series. But 3 days rest, your season's on the line?
Yeah.
He was great. He pitched an awesome game. So he wasn't always bad in big spots. He was just, you know, mostly bad in big spots.
And Rare won a National League MVP without hitting a single home run. 2014.
That's true. It's so funny. So earlier in the show, we were talking about Cal Raleigh and how he could have the lowest batting average of an MVP of all time. Actually, I asked it aloud. I said, hey, Sean, you look it up. Would he have the lowest batting average of anyone to win an MVP? And here's the problem with AI. So I don't trust Sean to actually look it up successfully. So I Google it. And the first answer was Justin Verlander because he hit zero when he won the MVP. And I'm like, you AI, you dummy.
AI has zero room for context.
So I had to go through
just
all
wrote numbers.
Of course. I had to go through all the pitchers that won MVPs before I finally got to, oh yeah, there's a position player. And we found out, by the way, if you were curious, that the answer is Shohei Ohtani. Anyhow, let's get back to your calls. Linda's in Long Beach. Hey, Linda.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Good.
You know, you can't piggyback Peterson.
Why?
When he's having his disasters, he's good for one inning. No problem. One inning, maybe an inning and a half. Well, how many innings are you going to give him? Three innings? He can't get out of the second inning.
Then he's a reliever. Then that's the only option. Like the one thing
because he's horrible.
Yeah, he has been. And I think it's the workload. Like I'm going to go with that because he's thrown more innings than he's ever thrown. Like I'm not giving up on David Peterson next year and say, he stinks. He's what we thought he was. I think it's probably the workload. So what you have to do now is, all right, how do you counter this? And I think at least using him out of the bullpen in a role that he was effective in last year in the postseason is an option.
Right.
If you don't want to try the tag team option.
It's only going to be bullpen. I think, I don't know how many times you can get away with gimmicking. It worked. But how many times are you going to get away with it with all of your failed starters, so to speak? You got to do it more traditional, I think, with David.
Maybe I'm parsing.
And by the way, he's pitched out of the bullpen.
That's what I'm saying. He's done it before.
Right.
Maybe I'm parsing words, or maybe I'm picking a fight with you, Tiki. I'm pulling a Susan versus Dave Sims or a Sean Morash versus us. Uh-huh. I don't like you calling it gimmicky. It's not gimmicky. It's just letting pitchers only pitch four innings because that's what they're good for anyway.
If it works multiple times, then it's a thing. But if it doesn't, if it's a disaster next time they try it, then it's a gimmicky.
So I don't know.
Why?
If it doesn't work, it's a gimmick?
Did you think the openers were as gimmicky?
I think the openers made less sense than this. And I remember saying that at the time.
Gimmicky?
Yeah, I thought that was gimmicky. Because I think
how is this any different?
Because there's reasoned, thought out,
facts
to do this.
If it works.
Well, but
It works. If it doesn't work, it's gimmicky.
David Peterson didn't pitch well last night. Is that gimmicky?
No, he just had a bad start.
So why can't that apply to a guy who's pitching four innings?
Because they're going into the game knowing he's only pitching four innings.
I know, but if he struggles, why is that a gimmick? Why isn't it just a guy struggling?
Because you're telling him. And I felt this with Clay Holmes in the game we were at, that he was exhausting himself trying to get through four innings, like giving his best stuff because he knew he only had to go four innings. Now, if he craps the bed and only goes two, and now Sean Manaea's got to be in early, and he also fails, what was it?
Well,
so the only reason it feels like it's a thing is because it worked.
Yeah,
and so I need to see it work multiple times before I can say, yeah, that's the thing.
I think it's very different than the opener because the opener was always weird to me. Like, okay, we're using a reliever for one inning. That's it. And then we're going to a bulk guy. And I always wondered, like, okay, well, what is your thinking? That you don't want the bulk guy facing the top of the order three times? That's really what we're doing?
Yeah.
Well, in the baseball case of tag teaming, you're basically just announcing what we all know.
which is our starters don't go deep into games.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of pushing guys who are incapable of going deep into games into a place they're not familiar with, I'm just going to take them out after four innings. And I want to give you an example from last night's game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'll break this down on the Rico. And a caller actually brought this up to Sal this morning. And God bless him. Because I was screaming at the radio. I was screaming at Sal. I love Sal, but I was mad at him. Because I wanted David Peterson out of the game last night. And that is not a second guess. That's a first guess. Right. I've said it a lot about him. And so to me, when Manny Machado came up, especially the circumstances that led to that inning, Ron Darling said something on the broadcast. I don't know if anyone remembers it from last night, but he said, this is the most important at-bat of the game. That's what he said. I agree with that. That's why you go to one of your better relievers.
Right.
You go to Tyler Rogers to save the game. Who cares if it's the fifth inning? David Peterson has proven he's incapable now. He used to be, but he's incapable now, the current state of David Peterson, of going deep into games. So force-feeding him to face Manny Machado a third time is stupid.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. And so if the Mets went in with the attitude of, hey, we're tag-teaming, Peterson wouldn't have been in that spot. So tell me again how it's a gimmick. It's just leaning into what guys are incapable of doing.
Because it's one-off. Who else is doing it?
Just because no one else is doing it doesn't mean it isn't the right thing to do.
I'm not saying it's the right.
Like my example of last night, am I not right?
Evan, it is the right thing to do. Okay. I am not disagreeing with you. But until it becomes a regular thing that is successful, it's a gimmick.
That word triggers me, too.
I can tell.
I don't like that. Tiki's right. Piggyback and gimmick are two words that bother me right now.
They apply. Everything's a gimmick, and then eventually when it works, you forget they're a gimmick.
Exactly right. Right?
Batting Soto leadoff? A gimmick.
Zone reading with NFL quarterbacks, that was a gimmick until Michael Vick was awesome. And then Lamar Jackson won two MVPs. It's a gimmick.
So when is it not a gimmick?
It's not a gimmick any longer.
No, that's obviously not. But when does...
When it's repeated by multiple teams and the repeating creates success.
Okay.
Staying power after a while.
Staying power.
All right.
That's right.
Now, I can't promise you that the next time you use the word gimmick, I'm not going to get like flip off at the handle. For whatever reason, it gets me all bothered. Lorenzo in Queens. Hey, Lorenzo.
Yeah, with this AL MVP thing, I got to back Sean for baseball reasons. And I think there's a personal reason with Sean, maybe, possibly. Yeah, with the catcher versus the outfielder.
Yes.
All things being the same, you got to defer to the catcher with the physical and mental grind. Besides, Judge, since he got back, his arm is worse than Pennington's. Now with Sean. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but the first time I saw Kyle Riley, I thought, oh, is that Sean Morash? And every time I see Riley, like every now and then, it reminds me of Sean. That's all I got to say.
Ah, nice.
I need to analyze this now.
This is the facial. They've been saying this since he burst on the scene earlier this year.
Here's the problem.
Granted, he's been around for 4 years. This is fifth year?
I think.
Something like that. But we haven't paid attention until now.
But I feel like my lookalikes have gotten lazy. Everybody thinks I look like Dable. Everybody thought I look like Joe Douglas. Mm. Now I'm Cal Raleigh. Guys, not all the rounded white face beard guys look alike.
He does have a round white face.
Yeah.
With a beard.
He kind of does look like you.
I know.
I mean, if you put
I just
on
came a... up like a month ago or 2 months ago, and I remember looking at it and saying, damn, they're right.
Yeah.
Usually I'm just like, shut up. You're just saying it because body construction. You actually look like him.
I kind of see it. I think if you wore a Mariners hat, oh, you just hit me. You got to dress as Cal Raleigh for Halloween now. You got
to
do it.
Just because you're promoting him to win the MVP.
Oh, yes. And then I'll walk around with an MVP award.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. You won't know. That's true. You still won't know by then. I don't know what the bet needs to be or if you'll just agree to do it, but I do think, especially based on your passion in defending Cal Raleigh on the radio today, you should have to dress as Cal Raleigh for Halloween.
I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, because like you don't
stuff
have
some
any...
pillows in my butt cheeks.
You also don't. Now, if the Yankees lose to the Mariners, I understand that this would be a sore subject.
That's different. But the Yankees would be out long before they see Seattle. So it's all right.
You never know. They could face them in the first round. That's on the table, bro.
That's true.
Let me look at the standings. What's the if the season ends today matchup right now in the
it
American
might
League?
Be Seattle.
You ready for this? So the Astros and the Mariners are tied. So I'd have to look at the tiebreaker. I think the Astros have the tiebreaker.
So it could be Yankees-Seattle.
I think it is Yankees-Seattle. No, it's on the table that it's Yankees-Mariners, which would be kind of... Look, I think all the first-round matchups are appealing in their own way. If it's Yankees-Astros rivalry renewed, if it's Yankees-Red Sox rivalry renewed, if it's Yankees-Mariners, I think the appealing part is Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge.
That is very appealing.
The two MVP candidates, if you will.
You know what? Put that right at 8 o'clock. Mets-Dodgers, 11 o'clock. I think we got a play.
11 o'clock?
Why not? You guys stay up late.
Dude, the first ever Met playoff game I ever got to watch, because I was too young in 88, so I was 5, doesn't count. My first Met playoff run was 1999. Mm. They played the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first round. Do you know what time the first ever Met playoff game in my era started at?
Local league? 10?
Local. No. What? 11:08.
Get out of here.
And they
what? Just, yeah. And the game went extra innings, Teak.
Oh.
Bad. And you know why else? I'm starting to think they do that to the Mets. This is part of the pushing the realignment and the playoff structure and everything to stop having late night East Coast baseball playoff games.
Oh, they're trying to convince us that...
Get a bunch of East Coasters in a big market all up in a roar to go, you know what, we want this realignment.
By the way, I want to correct myself. It didn't go extra innings. They won it in the ninth inning. It was a tie game in the ninth, and Edgardo Alfonso had a grand
slam. And you watched the whole thing?
Oh, come on.
I'm just making sure. Oh, what time did you go to bed? 2:30?
Dude, whatever time the game ended, it had 3 hours to it. I just watched them beat Randy Johnson in the ninth inning of the first playoff game of my lifetime.
I'm talking about the game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I never slept. I think there's a chance I actually never slept. Mm. I went to school the next day. But that was an 11 o'clock first pitch.
Wow.
But they don't really do that anymore. Yeah, 11:09. And by the way, the game wasn't as long as I remember. It was a three-hour game. So it ended at...
Yeah, that's actually pretty short.
It ended at 2:02 a.m. So, not bad.
And then you went to school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Did you watch that game, Tommy?
Sure did.
You remember it?
I don't remember it starting at 11 o'clock, but I would have been just like you, stayed up till 2 or 3 and gotten a couple hours of sleep, went to school.
At the time, I thought it was cool. Like, I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Like, oh, yeah, 11 o'clock, let's go. Like, I didn't care. And it was also a whirlwind because they had to win a one-game playoff to make the playoffs. So they had played the night before in Cincinnati with an 8 o'clock first pitch. So they were on like a whirlwind tour, very similar to what they had to deal with last year with the rain outs and all that kind of stuff. Quick break. We'll come back with more of your calls. Reaction to the Met victory of your leaving Citi Field. We've talked about the Giants trading Russell Wilson to the Cincinnati Bengals. I was mentioning before the Yankees could face the Mariners. They could face the Astros. They could face the Red Sox. The Mariners and the Astros are tied for first place in the American League West. They are tied in their season series. And they're about to play a three-game series this weekend in Houston. So it's fair to say the winner of this series could very well determine who wins the American League West. And the winner of the American League West is likely to not face the Yankees in the first round of the playoffs. Because it looks like the Yankees are likely to be the one wild card spot.
Right.
And not face a division winner. So if you have an interest in who the Yankees are going to face or who wins the AL West, that should be a fun weekend. With the Mariners against the Astros battling for the American League West. What's on the line for the Yankees right now is just securing that first wild card spot and making sure they have home field advantage in the first round, whether it's against Boston, Houston, or Seattle, or even Cleveland. I mean, the Guardians have won 7 in a row, and they are a game behind Boston in the loss column for the last wild card spot. So the idea of the Red Sox missing the playoffs, which I have been preaching for months now, and I think I may have given up on, but now I'm back alive on it. It is alive because the Cleveland Guardians are right there in catching the Boston Red Sox. And you would prefer the Red Sox to miss the playoffs, right, Sean?
Yeah, they are my biggest worry in the playoffs, no matter what. So, yes, get them out. We'll take a Guardian Invitational invited into the playoffs.
I'm sure you would.
Hope they win a round or two, find us later.
I'm sure you would. Yeah, American League is very, very tight. And what the Mets were able to do with their win today is make sure that they have a two-game lead over everybody. They have a two-game lead on Arizona. They have a two-game lead on San Francisco. They have a two-game lead on Cincinnati. They have the tiebreaker on the Giants. They are not going to have the tiebreaker on Cincy and likely to not have the tiebreaker on Arizona. So it's still not over, but certainly today's win against the Padres went a long way.
Right.
As the Mets are trying to secure that final playoff spot.
Just win.
Just win, baby. Who said that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Al Davis said that. I'm quoting Al Davis.
Good for you.
Thank you. I feel good about that. Let's go to Tony in Delaware. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, regarding your hypothetical trade. Now, do you think a GM who drafts a left tackle and moves them directly to right, you know, wasting a number 7 pick, and a guy who lets two superstars walk out of the building with no compensation in McKinney and Barkley, I mean, our GM is not Howie Roseman. So he wouldn't even make that trade. You know what I'm saying? No matter how savvy it would be, we don't have a savvy GM. We have Joe Schoen or Shane or whatever. So it wouldn't happen.
He is referring to the idea of the Giants trading Russell Wilson to a quarterback needy team before the trade deadline, like the Cincinnati Bengals. And I think he mispronounced Joe Shane's name at the end wrong on purpose.
He might have. He also got Evan Neal's facts wrong. He played more right tackle and right guard in college than he did left tackle, but nonetheless.
Right. Yeah. I don't think this is about being savvy or not. I think that the idea of an NFL team trading a quarterback at the trade, it's just a rare thing.
No, of course, because it's so hard to just go in and pick up a new offense.
Right.
Now, could Russ do it? I'm sure, because he's been around for a while and been in at least four different offenses. I think they're mostly different, because certainly what Sean Payton was doing was different than what Arthur Smith was doing in Pittsburgh, which is different than what Dabes is doing, which is definitely different than what, I forget who the coordinator was, Daryl Bevel, mm-hmm. in his early tenure. Then he had another coordinator in Seattle. So yeah, he could probably pick it up, but it just doesn't make any sense.
It just doesn't happen.
No.
Like, even though, like, Joshua Dobbs was traded 2 years ago, but that's a backup situation.
Yeah, he was traded to be a backup.
Yeah, but it does make sense that, because we saw so many injuries in week one leading, or injuries in week two leading to week three. Like, think about the amount of starting quarterbacks that are ruled out, right? Obviously around here with Justin Fields. Mm-hmm. We mentioned the Joe Burrow situation. A week earlier, Brock Purdy.
Who am I missing? A bunch of quarterbacks, right? J.J. McCarthy with Minnesota.
Right. Yeah.
Who else?
I think we named those four right now.
Oh, well, there you go. I named all four. So we've had quarterbacks go down.
And Jane Daniels might miss. Did you mention him?
Right. He's on the fence.
Right. Because of the knee injury.
So it would make sense, you would think, if you lose a quarterback and you are a good competitive team, to want to go out and add somebody. Especially right. if there's a team out there that has a kind of a veteran leading temporarily.
Right. But it's also assuming that the Giants are just punting. And I don't think that's the case.
Not yet, at least.
No.
Let's go to Joe in Oceanside. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, guys? Did you ever watch Patton?
Long time ago, yes.
Do you remember the scene when Patton smacked the guy in the tent who wasn't injured and just didn't want to fight?
Yes.
Smacked him?
Yes.
That is, you know, our offensive tackle. That's who he is. That is Thomas.
That's Andrew Thomas?
I don't think so.
Yes, that is it. Yes, it is. I mean, I've just gone by this week's injury. When he signed that contract, he said he would never play hurt. I never heard a guy say that before. And if you look back, he did say that.
So I'm glad you brought that up. And Sean, do the research, or maybe you know off the top of your head. I've heard that quoted numerous times over the last few months that Andrew Thomas said. It's almost like a lie fact check, right? It's like politic check. Did he say that? Do we have context on how he said that? Like, where does that quote come from?
I don't know. I've heard it multiple times as well, and I don't remember him saying it. Because I think if I would have heard that, I would have commented on it.
Right.
But I cannot find that exact quote. There's quotes out there similar to, I'm not going to play if I'm not back to being 100%. That's not the same as not playing hurt.
Yeah, that is different, I think. And I think that's probably what has been taken out of context about Andrew Thomas. That, because here's the issue you run into when guys are hurt. And I can give you multiple sports analogies on this, but we brought up Beltran earlier for his first year in New York. Carlos Beltran played hurt his first year in New York. He did. And he struggled. And Met fans killed him.
Yes.
And Beltran from that day forward was like, I'm not going to play injured.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look what ended up happening. So I don't necessarily, and maybe you feel differently as an athlete who probably did play hurt.
But all the time.
Do you have an issue with a guy saying, look, I ain't playing at 85%. I'm not going to be any good.
It depends on what the injury is and how serious risk of re-injury is. So if it's like something that's going to put you out for the rest of the season, then get right.
Let's say it's a Liz Frank fracture.
I don't know.
That you suffered in October.
I don't know how those are mitigated.
Okay.
That's just different. So like if it's a calf injury,
mm-hmm.
those scare the hell out of me, especially if it's a low calf injury, because that means you are overstressing your Achilles
right.
when you come back, and you're more likely than not to tear your Achilles, which then puts you out for the rest of the year.
No doubt.
And probably a lot of the following year. So it depends on the injury.
Yeah, I think with Andrew Thomas, I've been on the side of he's become injury prone,
mm-hmm.
not he doesn't want to play unless it's 1,000,000%
right.
perfect.
This was his end of season comment before all the stuff this year. It's frustrating. Obviously, I want to be out there and help my team. I think I'm a big part of this team. And when I'm not out there, it hurts. I've dealt with foot surgeries before. The biggest thing for me is just not rushing.
Yeah, that's not the quote that's been attributed to him.
Yeah.
I'm not playing if I'm not healthy.
Yeah, not rushing, meaning I don't need to come. What am I proving? I want to be healthy when I come back.
And not only what are you proving, you could hurt the team.
Yeah.
Now, he finished that Bengal game last year with this injury, played two quarters with that. That's playing hurt.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going?
All's good.
Good.
Just wanted to say my take on the Yankees. I feel as though the Yankees still have a decent shot in clinching the second bye week. You know, we're tied with the Tigers right now, and we're still in a good position to, you know.
Nah, unfortunately, that's not how it works. They got to win the division. Even if they finish with a better record than the Tigers, they don't get the second bye. You only get the second bye if you win the division. And right now they are
four games.
three and a half behind Toronto, but really four because they have to catch the Blue Jays.
Right,
so really?
Toronto would have to falter significantly in the next week and a half.
But I am, you know, I'm glad you made that phone call because the MLB playoff format is very confusing, and I know that a lot of people don't fully understand it. Yeah. And I don't blame you because it sometimes doesn't make any sense. But yeah, you have to win your division. If you don't win the division, like so, the Yankees could finish with the second best record in the American League. They're still a wild card team. Mm-hmm. They're not getting a first-round bye. They're not getting home field advantage in the second round. Like, you got to win your division out. The Blue Jays did lose back-to-back games. So I don't know if we should unend the American League East. Like, I wore an L a couple of days ago, and three back in the loss column, four overall to win. I don't know. Like, maybe I should.
I mean,
maybe we should take that L and strike it from the records.
Well, they have Kansas City.
Yes, they do.
And then they have Boston.
Well, they lost earlier today. So that's how it got down to 3.5. They lost to the Rays 4-0. And like you mentioned, they played Kansas City over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they play Boston. Dude, I think the division may be back on.
You know what? They got to lose one more. It's got to be 2.5 or 2. It's got to be within a small streak before you believe that it's actually going to rehappen.
I mean, it's not. So they win tonight, the Yankees, okay? And mm-hmm. that obviously starts with their winning.
And it's three games.
It's three games, but really four. So they need to make up 4 games in the final 9 of the regular season. Yankees have to go 9-0. They have to go 8-1 at least, right? They got to run the table. And the Blue Jays just got to get tripped up a little bit. Hey, Sean, I think the division's back on.
But we've already worn the L.
So what happens? Did we premature Elvis the whole thing?
You did.
That's why you wait till you mathematically.
You know what? You should have waited until Monday. Monday we'll have a much clearer understanding.
All right.
Because Monday it could be a game, or it could be 4.
Yeah, I think so. We got Yankees got to win tonight. All right, so let's just put that away. They won tonight. It's over. Yankees win. 3 out. They got to pick up a game over the weekend to get within 2.
Yes.
And now they have to make up 3 games in the final 6. Game on.
Yeah.
Game on.
Mess around and sweep your way home.
Mess around, sweep, and you win the AL East.
Exactly.
And by the way, weird start time for the Yankees tonight, 7:15.
You know why?
Fox.
Tonight is a Fox game. Mm-hmm. It's a Fox exclusive game, which means no Michael Kay, no Ryan Rucco, no Paul O'Neill, no David Cone, mm-hmm. no Joe Girardi. Who else?
Flaherty.
No Tino Martinez. No John Flaherty.
No Meredith.
No Meredith. Nothing. No Bob Lorenz.
Jinx. You owe me a Coke.
Actually, I think they do a postgame show. So maybe you do get Bob Lorenz.
You're right. You do get a postgame show, even if it's on Fox.
By the way, the more I've been thinking about it, everyone around here is freaking out how Sal got screwed out of the Emmy.
Yeah.
I think Lorenz got screwed.
I agree. Not even a nomination.
Yeah, no, he was nominated. You were wrong about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was nominated.
So then bad job by Sal not referring to him in his nomination.
Yeah, Sal was very disrespectful to Bob. Like,
are you an idiot?
I was analyzing the candidates. I was being fair about it. Like, I like Sal. I'm partial to him. I don't even know Bob. Like, it's not like I have a personal relationship with him. And I was analyzing all the performances. I don't know. Bob's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bob got screwed out of the Emmy.
Who won?
That guy from MSG.
That guy, Bill Pito.
Bill Pito.
And back-to-back for Bill.
Now, I can't say it's an anti-network bias because Ian Eagle literally won his 11th consecutive
crazy
play-by-play Emmy.
Wow.
That is, I got to tell you, I love Ian. And Ian, if you're listening, I love you. Gary Cohen can't steal one? And Mike Breen can't steal one?
Oh, how dare you?
What?
You spend an hour that Cal Raleigh can't steal one from Judge? Now you're doing this with Emmys the other way? No. You planted your flag. Ian is your judge.
All right, now I have to rip Ian.
There is no metric.
Well, I'll give you a metric. Ian misses a lot of those yes nets games. I mean,
Brunson burner ignited.
Nowhere to be found for play by play on Vince Carter night, Mike.
Yeah, he wasn't there that night. And I know Ian works very hard, and I respect it.
Oh yeah!
Don't you have to be at a certain amount of games? Gary's at like 140.
How many does Ian miss? I don't even know.
I feel bad. I don't want to rip him anymore. Let's just stop. Let's stop this conversation. He does plenty. He does a lot.
Because he has other jobs.
Nah, and he's great at all those jobs.
Exactly.
He deserves it. Like, he is pound for pound probably the greatest play-by-play voice of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy to me. It's 11 straight because New York has such good broadcasters.
Yeah, there's a bunch of options.
Yeah, like Gary Cohen, Wheeling Warner, Mike Breen, and those are the two that jump out at me. No offense to everybody else, but Mike Breen's the lead NBA guy. Like, he's kind of got the pelts on the wall, right? No? And you can't tell me Breen doesn't do enough games, because does Ian do enough games? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't listen to Nets games.
That's where Gary's got everybody beat, because even Kay doesn't do as many games as Gary Cohen. Am I wrong about that?
No, I agree with you, but more importantly, you couldn't give Sam Rosen one on the way out the door.
Well, we're giving out a pity.
Last year, tip of the cap.
No, I'm not pitying him, but you just said way out the door. Like, you just get it because it's your last year. Is Clayton Kershaw going to win the National League Cy Young too, Sean?
Give it to him. Let's go.
Stop it. All right, we'll come back with a Cinco de 5-0 from Sean. Plus, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and it actually came from a social media post of Sean Morass, so I guess I have to give him credit. He claimed that if the Yankees win the World Series, it would be the most stunning championship of his lifetime.
Wow.
I want to explore how stunning a Yankee and or Met World Championship would actually be if one of them did it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.